Okay, Houston 15, we're ready for the news.
Roger, 15. The flight of Apollo 15 is still front page news around the world. Even yesterday's relatively quiet activities were noted by most news media. The rail strike by the United Transportation Union has ended, and 10 railroads that were out of operation for 18 days are back on the tracks. Growers in California were hardest hit by the strike, losing an estimated $45 million in sales and related industries. President Nixon has asked Congress not to allow the use of federal funds to pay for busing school children. The administration also announced that it is appealing a benchmark court ruling against massive busing in the public schools of Austin, Texas. Treasury Secretary John B. Connally is attempting to stop a rumored increase in bank interest rates. Connally said he's distressed to hear reports that bank prime lending rates are to be raised again. Rates were increased only last month. New York Stock Exchange prices fell yesterday in the second largest decline of the year, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping almost 15 points. Analysts say the decline may have been caused by the rumored increase in interest rates. You got up too early to hear much news of last night's baseball games, but we can report that the Astros lost to the Cubs 5-0. They did better Monday night when they beat the Cubs 2-1. The weather report from the Houston area is one word, soggy. Rain has fallen off and on for more than 24 hours, and there was a long, steady rain most of yesterday afternoon. Going to be a lot of grass cutting to do when you get back down here, guys.
Oh, yeah, but we sure got nice sunny weather up here.
No clouds up there, huh? That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's just clear and crystal.
Thinking about all that sunshine up there reminds me that we're in a bind down here about your exposure to UV, and we recommend that on the several times in the next couple of orbits when you're requested to take the Lexan cover off of window 5, that you alternate handling that photography to keep under the legal doses.
All right, we'll do that.
Houston, the doctors down here with their electrocardiograms see that the CMP, or at least they think the CMP, is on the biomed apparatus, and according to the flight plan, they'd like to have the LMP on.
Okay, we thought we'd give you both, since you were sort of interested in that yesterday.
Hey, that would be great.